Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill the hearts of your faithful, and kindle in us the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and we shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. O God, who by the light of the Holy Spirit did instruct the hearts of the faithful, grant that by that same Holy Spirit we may be truly wise and ever enjoy your consolations. Through Christ our Lord we pray. Amen. Our scripture this evening is found in 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, the 23rd through the 26th verses. Hear now the word of God. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be unto God. Several years ago, I was reading my Bible. It was one of those red letter Bibles, you know, that all of Jesus' words are in red. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Many of us had those. But I was reading along, and I get to 1 Corinthians, and it had these words in red. I read the New Testament time and time again, and I had never noticed that these words were in red. Usually you see the red letters or the red words in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But you see these in 1 Corinthians, which made me think a little bit. If of the canon of the Bible, of the New Testament, the book, of the letter of 1 Corinthians was written in 55 A.D. Mark was written, scholars say, between 55 and 65. The other Gospels were written after that. So Paul wrote the words of Jesus that ended up in the Bible first. Red letters. "This is my body." He wrote it because he was writing a letter to a church who was anything but normal. Well, maybe they were too normal. But it describes a night. Jesus describes a night when he gave the church, gave his disciples, what we would call the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. It's a supper in which we call communion. It's a time when we have confessed our sins. All of us in this room confessed our sins, and the things that separate us from God, we confessed, and we have been resolved of those. And in doing that, we're also one with each other. Because if we had problems with each other, we would have been confessing those. Amen? And since we don't have problems with each other, that was a no-brainer. Right? But on that night, when Jesus took the bread and broke it, they were a broken bunch of people. The night started when they were trying to decide who was the greatest among them. They had already gotten the numbers out. "You're not number one, I'm number one, you're number two or three." The value, they had put a value on everybody. They started with that. And by the time we get to the actual supper, Peter is going to be the one to deny Jesus three times. They weren't together. Judas was there, and he was going to betray Jesus. He wasn't with them. The others were going to run. It was a broken body of Christ up in the upper room when Jesus said, "This is my body broken for you." And when Paul wrote the words of Jesus to the church at Corinth, they were a broken body. They read it they would have Wednesday night supper. And the folks that got off work or were rich and didn't have to work in the afternoon, they made it to church first, ate up most of the food, drank all the wine, and the people who had to work didn't get much wine or didn't get much food. And they didn't seem to care. The body of Christ is a broken body. Even in the sacrament of Holy Communion, something that would draw us all together is something that divides denominations. Right? There are some churches that would not allow you to take communion there. There are some big churches with a big C or big denominations, they won't let you do it. And then there are some small churches that will not let you do it unless you have been baptized in that church. And so the body of Christ is continually broken. Amen? And you don't have to look far in our own tribe. I mean, we are broken and splintered so many ways, it's not even funny. Not that we were ever really united. I heard one of the greatest oxymorons was United Methodist. That was in 1968. The thing that's supposed to unite us. And we fail. The scandal at the Lord's table. Communion. If the body of Christ is not broken, how many times have we come to the table being broken? With sin that we didn't let go of. Anger. Just don't like people. Holding grudges. All those things that we held on to and the body of Christ is broken. It's broken for you. But I love the way we, in this tribe, we United Methodist. We say, this is the Lord's table. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. When we hear the invitation in a few minutes, may we know that that invitation is for us. And when we come forward, make sure that we are willing and convicted to truly seek forgiveness and to forgive, so that our position at the table will be one in which we can look forward and not just take the bread from behind. Because there is a responsibility for us. If the body of Christ is going to be the body of Christ in the world, we cannot be a broken body. So that we can be one with each other and one with God and one in ministry. May it be so tonight. May it be so forever. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen.